Boom.
Hey there. Hey, it's JB from Healthy Funky Free. Checking in from sunny Miami, and today, sunny.
Just got to rub it.
It's a tough life, but it is one that we've created. And if I was not here, my wife would be having a really crappy trip, fly in, fly out. So we're making the most of an opportunity, as you should do in life. So today's subject, and then I'll throw you over to Max from Positive Vibes Lifestyle Movement. We're going to talk about positive vibes, vibrating on a good level, becoming the average of the people that you spend your time with or the things that you do. We will wax lyrical about this for 10 minutes or so. We'll probably go off topic here and there. But all in all, we think we'll have a good conversation, throw some ideas in the air, and see what resonates with you. So without further ado, I'm going to throw it over to my brother from another Maximus.
What is up, beautiful people? You know who it is, you know how it is, you know what it is we do, and you know what it is we are here for. It's your boy, Mossimo, a.k.a. Max, from Mossimo.com. And as always, I'm talking positive vibes, baby. My man, John B., thanks for the intro. And if any of you remember that song, it's an oldie but a goodie, Good Vibrations from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. That's what we're talking. And, you know, this is the thing. John and I have been talking a lot about, you know, physical strength, how to keep the body healthy, you know, the food you put into the body. But at some point, there's a step of step one before that any of that even starts, right? And it's in your mind, man. It's your first decision. And I think the biggest question you have to ask yourself is, are you worth it? Are you worth ditching the negativity you roll with? Are you worth spending the money that you work so damn hard to earn, to be better, to get healthy, all of that, right? So are you worth it? You have to sit with yourself for that. You know, it's a deep question. You're going to have to, you know, I don't care what you do, go into nature, you know, take an hour off. But you want to know, you know, before you make any of these decisions, because we can all, for myself, for example, I'll give you a couple examples. I'll go back to my youth when I was a ski freak. I was a ski racer. You know, when we'd get free time to ski, we'd go off out of bounds and we'd jump cliffs, right? So here's the thing. You can either sit there and ponder jumping off, and the more you ponder, the more mind tweaks with you, and you're not going to do it. Or you just get there, check the vibe, yeah, it's a safe landing, and you go. That's no different than the world today, and I relate that like this. You know, I can sit there and I can show you the 10,000 books I have. I can show you the hours and hours of YouTube research I do, you know, the classes I attend. Unless I take action on that, there's no point. You know what I mean? Like, I just sits there and I continue to do the same thing over and over again without moving forward. So are you worth it? You know, the day you decide that, then all that research is worth it. But you're still going to be reading, you're still going to be doing what you do, but it's the implementation. So the day you decide, and then the day you take that first step forward is the actual beginning, because every journey starts with that first step. And that's what we're here to talk about today, man, is, oh, getting from negative to positive. But dude, you've got to drop so much of the programming we've been taught and installed to move forward. And that's where I'll leave it at, John. I know you've got your stories, trials, tribulations to share. And John always got the facts. You know what I mean? I got stories. This kid's got facts. Sorry. Whatever way that is, I'm always pointing the wrong way. Take it over, Mr. Healthy Funky Free.
Healthy Funky Free. Yeah, I may have facts, but I can never get them out in the right order. So what should we talk about today? I spoke a couple of days ago about a retreat that my wife and I went on. And during this retreat, we were out on a nice long walk around the beautiful lake, blue skies, blue water. It's a pretty nice spot to be in. And we got talking to a young girl. She was there with her mother. And the conversation bounced left and right, where you're from, what you do, etc., etc. But it kind of resonated with her back to her inability to find, not necessarily the man of her dreams, but somebody she could connect to. Because she'd meet a guy, good looking, good job, all the usuals. But it would always come back to, and he goes out drinking with his boys, and he does this, and he kind of listens a little bit to what I'm into, but he doesn't engage, and he's not open to taking part.
Been and there. Kind of,
this went on a couple of times, and we eventually worked out about 4 or 5 miles later that she continued to hang out in the same places and hang out with the same people. And it's like Einstein's, I'll paraphrase, if you continue to do the same thing and you're expecting a different result, that's the very definition of insanity. So she'd go to the same bars, the same clubs, the same restaurants, meet the same people, friends of her friends who were the same people, and she'd meet the same person. And we suggested that if you want to meet a guy who's into yoga, join a yoga club, join a yoga online video cast or yoga social network. You want to meet somebody who's vegetarian or vegan, go and hang out in those types of restaurants. So you need to put yourself in the position.
Yes.
Right, guys, so you're going to meet somebody who's vibrating on the same level or somewhere close. You're giving yourself a chance. And then just yesterday, Emma's at work. Thank you very much. And I'm whizzing and zooming and making the most of the pools and the sunshine and things and trying to come up with content for this. And I go into a raw juice bar and I walk in. I immediately clock this really, really healthy looking guy looking on the left hand side. And I'm ordering my juices. And then he says, hi, how you doing? He notices the t-shirt I'm wearing. And we got into a conversation. He's on his way to a conference about a new device called the Halo. Look it up. Looks, fucking phenomenal. You know, blood sugar, diabetes, cholesterol, measures everything and the usual steps. And we just got talking about health and life and longevity. And then he goes off and does his thing, and I go off and do my thing. Later that night, Emma and I go for dinner, and we meet another guy who's just come back from a 10-day silent retreat. And he's ditched the office work and the office job, and he's now about longevity and sharing and creating the right environment for people to help. But then I'm chatting with Tommy from the middle-aged millennial. And this morning he's saying that it's really interesting that we met, and almost like it was a surprise. And then I relayed the story about putting yourself in the position to meet the right kinds of people.
Boom.
And that's it. If you hang with people who are addicts to social media, not social media so much, but media, the doom and gloom, you become the mean of those people. They'll lower your vibration. Or if you have guests in your house and they're doomy and gloomy, that you lower the vibration rather than thinking there's only one of you, there's two of us, let's raise yours. So Max, you spin a bit.
Something you hit on the head there, and we'll go, I don't want to say esoteric, but you talked about vibrating, right? Vibrations. If we can all understand that we are energy, we give out energy, and this has been measured time and time again. People, do your research. You've seen those wands they use. You've seen it measured. I'm sure there's a billion episodes on YouTube where they actually measure auras. They measure how far your heat comes out. You know you put out energy. So if we walk into a place and you have that inspiration on your face, you have that openness to endless possibility, that is exactly what it is. The people you're going to meet are endless. If you go in there, you know, and you're doom and gloom, like you're mentioning, you're going to attract that as well, right? So we are what we are what we think, and we are what we attract. So, you know, keep that in mind. And I'll go back to the day I decided that I was worth it.
I was just about to come to this. Yeah, you go.
See? Synchronicities, brother. It is what it is. And the more you're in tune with this, you get it, man. Like you said, man, I can walk into joints and I can read who I'm going to. I'd love to talk to her, him, them. And it has to be a meaningful conversation to me, because time is invaluable. There is no replacement for time. You can make more money, we can't make more time, which is why it's so invaluable also for longevity, the long haul. But the day I decided to change, A, I said I'm worth it, and B, it was right then and there, putting everything I'd learned into fruition was, dude, I got to start changing this thing, man. I got to start changing who I'm talking with. I got to start ditching the people I'm rolling with. I got to understand what I think is important right now is not what's important, right? So, a beautiful thing. Go for it, John.
A big part of this is how you choose to talk to yourself. And I'm not telling anybody how to talk to themselves, but no. within your mind, you can either talk out loud to yourself or you can talk subconsciously within your head. But the tone and the attitude to which you can take sets the tone for your day and your life. So if you say, oh, got up, got to go to work, that sends a tone for the day. Whereas if you talk to yourself in a positive manner, and I'm going to use the word using affirmations, with using positive affirmations, that can encourage you to change your behavior to match your value. So you may believe in being good and being kind and being open to people. But if your behavior is a certain thing, so you get up and you're doomy and gloomy and you're grouchy and you drink your coffee, your actions don't match your inner views, or you're in a, it's a word I can't remember. But if you wake up in the morning and have a stretch, go to the bathroom, have a wash, and then you have an affirmation that you say out loud to yourself, I'm so grateful to be alive. I've got my health. I've got the family. It's a beautiful day. I'm fortunate that I can afford the bills. And if you say these affirmations, I am a good person. Yeah. I love my wife. I love myself. I'm happy. I love myself. If you can say these affirmations out loud with belief and purpose, and that may not come straight away, it may take repetition, because we reprogram the neural pathways within our skulls. And it takes time. But if you can do that with consistency, day on day on day, it becomes a habit. We mentioned yesterday about the routines for going to bed and getting up. It becomes a habit. You feel good when that's happening. And then you know when it doesn't happen. And it's the same for these neural pathways. It's called neuroplasticity. You become what you think. I think we can probably dive into this a bit more on another episode. So when people come and ask us about being healthy, my first question is, go away and think about it before we have this conversation. Because if it's just for conversation, it's a waste of your time and it's a waste of my time. But if you truly want to change, like a young girl who's part of the family, she's suffered for years and has asked for some help. Now, we can't promise that we can help her. We can suggest some tools and some ideas and a way to go, but it's going to require her to make the decision in her head that whatever's happened in the past 15 years doesn't fucking matter. It's gone. It's changed. You can't change it. The only thing that matters is what you do now and tomorrow, and to live better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. My favorite word, I'm rambling and ranting.
No. Ah! I love it.
So we're down to a minute. Max, you're going to finish off. I'll say goodbye after that.
Okay.
And I'll see you in the week.
Brother, I'll leave this. People, intention, intention, intention. When you wake up, it's got to be with intention to be better, do better, love the world, hug the world. What he's talking about, look it up, neuroplasticity. It doesn't matter if you're 8 or 80. You can reform that shit. Your brain is like a muscle. You can work it. You can get better. It can get better. And understand this. Anybody suffering, you are your own answer. You are so powerful, and none of us realize it. I don't realize it. John doesn't realize it. We are more powerful than we can even understand, because we've never been taught that. We've never been told that. We've never friggin' studied that. No, you're all powerful. We are of the universe. We are from the universe. Johnny!
The past is the past. You can't change it. The future, it's just prediction. It may happen. It may not happen. The only thing you have control over is what you do right now. Nobody can control how you think and what you do. So go away, think about that, take some action, send us some questions, and we'll see you on the next episode. Ignite your purpose.
Ignite your purpose, baby. Ignite your purpose.